Welcome to the Crossroads Career Podcast, a show where we help you hear God calling, get the right job, and maximize your potential through inspiring stories of individuals and professionals who've experienced a crossroads in their career.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Career Podcast. My name is Tim, and we have Hannah in the house and a wonderful guest today. Roger, welcome to the program, and give us a little 90-second, tell us about yourself.
Hey, thank you, Tim and Hannah. Nice to be here. I am somebody that grew up in corporate America, started right out of college with a corporate job, and in commercial insurance. We're doing things like property, casualty, product liability, workers' compensation, that type of thing. And through my career, I had a lot of opportunity to bring people into the workplace through the hiring process. I've led some small teams and large teams, so I've done a lot of work with folks in developing their own careers. And about 2013 or so, I got involved with the career ministry at the church that I'm with, and also got involved with Crossroads Career, or was introduced to Crossroads Career at the same time, and have been enjoying doing conversations with folks that come to me through Crossroads Career, as well as through the career ministry at the church that I'm with. And that's where I'm at right now.
I love that. Thank you so much, Roger, for joining us. And we're excited for just the wealth of experience that you'll share with us. Can you tell us a little bit more about what life and work looks like right now beyond what you just shared?
Now, what life and work looks for me right now is that I am retired from corporate America. I do a little bit of contract work in the same industry that I'm in right now, and spend a fair amount of time involved with career discussions with different people, whether it's people that come through Crossroads Career, people that come through the church that I'm with.
And you mentioned insurance. I'm always curious about how people get into that industry, right? So a little bit of a side note, but how do you get into it? Like, do you wake up one day and say, boy, I really want to sell insurance? Or is that something that your dad or your family did before? Or how did you get into that?
I got into it because my dad was into it. But it wasn't something that I sought when I was in college. I got a degree in economics. I was looking for a job in the business world. And I knew, and an opportunity came up in the same field that my dad was in. And I knew that my dad had a good job, that my mom didn't have to work. The family was well provided for. He got some vacation time. So those are things that I knew about it. That's all I knew about it. So I went through exploring it from an interview perspective, because it was an opportunity that was available, and I interviewed in that industry and other industries and just took the best opportunity that came when I got into it, and then I stayed in it by choice.
Yeah, exactly. That's interesting. Well, tell us, it'd be good for our listeners to hear about a time, when you kind of faced maybe some uncertainty in your work or some kind of transition that God had you in. Because you've been in this job for a very long time, correct?
Been in the same field, a number of different jobs in the same industry, yes.
Yes, yes.
The time that comes to mind that I can draw some sometimes when I'm talking with folks that are unfulfilled in their career is that I had a job where it had a high title and a high job tier that was associated with it. And I had two conversations with my boss fairly close together. The first conversation was, he said, the result of your department add more to my bonus than any other department.
That's a good thing.
It is. It was said in a very favorable way. And that means the results are really good versus objective. And that's what the situation was. But in a short time period after that, had another conversation where he said, I want to make a change, and I want somebody with to take a different perspective to what you're taking, different approach to the job that you're in. So I'm going to replace you. I'm going to bring in somebody, want you to work with them to help them understand the role, and they will replace you. There was no conversation or comment about, will there be something for me? What will I do next? It's just that we're going to bring in somebody, and we want you to help them understand the role so that they can replace you.
Wow, that's a hard pill to swallow, right? I mean, you're doing your job, you're doing really well, obviously, because he's getting a bigger bonus, and then he comes in and tells you that. you know, I'm guessing as you're driving home that day, there's a lot going on in your mind. Like, what is going on? What did I do wrong? How can I change this? Right.
Those are the kinds of thoughts that go through my mind. What led to this? I didn't see it coming. Also thoughts like, I've got kids that are in college and some more that still go to college. What am I going to do next? Where's the income going to come from? And one of the things I experienced in that scenario was that I knew as a fact that God knew about my circumstances and what was going to happen before it ever happened. And I believe that he brings all things together for those who are good, to work for good for those who seek him. So I knew all that, and I got a chance to put those things into practice. I spent a lot of time, hours, over the months, training this individual. Things transpired. He brought in the person that he said he was going to bring in, a person. I spent a lot of time training that person, building a good relationship with them at the same time, putting him through that training. And when the time came, I made the announcement to my staff that I'm stepping out of the role and this person is coming into the role. And the staff had, that kind of thing didn't surprise them because they were used to seeing somebody introduce their replacement because that person was going to move into something bigger or equally as grand somewhere else. And then for me, the situation when they asked, what are you going to do? I don't know. Are you going to stay with the company? I don't know. Those were questions there. But what I did know, and I saw God at work in this, was that I had a piece about that situation. People, as I went through that process of training that person, and over the months, some people came to me, some particular people that were really close to the situation, like one of the HR people said, you are doing remarkable in this. There's no negative vibes coming. Good relationship with the person that training. I sit in the meetings with them, along with other people that are inside those meetings that they report to. And if I provide information, provide support, help that person grow, they said, that's remarkable. And what I knew, as if I were looking in at myself from the outside, was that I wasn't closing my eyes, pretending that there weren't potential negative consequences of not having a job when it was all done, or what the income was going to be like, or wondering what was happening. I was fully aware of the potentials that were out there, but I was also fully at peace to the point that I could work with folks, coaching individuals from a job perspective that they still came to me, and doing the job without being distracted, really. That, to me, was a big area of God at work in my life with that, in a situation where I didn't know if anything was coming. And that lasted from a month's perspective. And that was a big item to walk through. I was approached months into it at the time, finally came where the full transition took place. And I moved out of a nice office into a cubicle. And I was thinking, and everybody in the entire building is seeing that happening, wondering, the question you asked, that you've mentioned, Tim, that you thought Muse might have been going out of my head, those people thinking, well, what happened here? Somebody that moved up the ladder has obviously come down the ladder, because you don't move from an office to a cubicle.
No.
So those are things going through my mind. But I had a piece about that. I was approached, asked to interview for a particular job of a much smaller team, a team of about 7 people that had some operational logistics challenges in terms of the way they had been performing. And I turned it down twice to say wasn't interested, didn't want to interview for it. Much smaller scope than what I had. What I had before was, it included 4 management direct reports and doing some teaching of assistant managers, moving to help them develop in their career. I was approached a third time by someone who talked me into saying, okay, all right, I'll interview, and I was given the job, and I'll give it a shot. And I fast forward 7 years later, when I transitioned out of that company, left that company on my own from a safe spot. And that team of 7 people with some operational challenges, that team of 7 people became a well-operating team.
And wow.
the responsibilities that I was asked to take on were increased significantly. I asked to take on another department, and I moved 7 years later from that team of seven people to a team of about 86 people with four managers and an assistant direct reports and an assistant manager helping that person learn. And yeah, it was very satisfying. I never got the job title and salary back from the position that I lost, but God provided all that I needed through that.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing how God met you through that. And can you speak a little bit more just to how you navigated the complexity of those relationships and conversations through the transition?
It really came to personal relationships. I had a rapport with people to begin with, whatever that was, whether it was from a peer-to-peer or what person, just knowing things about their personality or knowing things about each other. I kept that going. Believing that I was in the right spot, believing scripture-wise that you do the best you can because your boss is the Lord. That's mm-hmm. who you're working for. So it didn't let up, and that kept relationships going. I think that helped the opportunity to move into a different role there as well, because that kept relationships going. And it was there were challenges that were there, mental challenges. Still, I used to have this and now I don't have that, but I was able to keep moving forward with that because of a faith that God will provide for all things, whether it was going to be this company or someplace else. And the relationships with people kept in place, kept intact.
Wow, that's so great.
I think an interesting question, you know, I'm thinking about right now, Roger, is that there's a lot of listeners and people that are in this situation, right, where they could transition up, right? They could go to the next management level, or they could try to go to another level, but they're pretty comfortable where they're at, right? Life's good. Pay is good. Things are dialed in, right? You know, maybe they don't have to work as hard. And, you know, this question of should I leave and go to the next spot is on their mind. I'm curious, you know, when you were in that position, what were some of the keys that helped you make the jump, right? From where you were to, you know, this next level, even though for you, it might've been a little bit different, but what were you thinking about during that time?
The change that I had to make to stay that same employer was to take a step down. An important part of that transition that I saw as things unfolded later is that the background that transition gave me was exactly the background that the company that I went to was looking for. When I was ready to make that transition, which was 7 years after the initial job transition took place, there was a company that was looking for somebody with that background. And I expressed an interest to see what that's like.
Yeah.
What's the possibility there with a smaller company of the background that I've got? So I had the right background that they were looking for to put in the application to go through to the interview process with those folks. And as I got into that interview process, it became clear that I could be a good fit, actually a little overqualified for that position. And that was part of the interview process there too, is them looking at me saying, this is what we've got and you've got a broader background than that. But believing that was the right thing to pursue, I still had a lot of fears about that, making that step, because I was at a place where I was comfortable. The company that I left was preparing to go through a reorganization. They didn't know exactly what things were going to look like, but somebody above me within the company, within our home office, called me to say, we're going to go through this organization. What you manage now isn't going to look the same. What I want to communicate to you is that we want you to stay before any changes were announced. So that's the position that I was in. But I had the opportunity to look at something else that was out there. And flying out for the final interview with a company that I was looking to go to, I was battling around in my mind, I could stay where I'm at. What if I stay where I'm at and then I end up regretting it for some reason? What if I make a move from a place where I'm valued to someplace else, and my 29 years doesn't fit with the culture of a new company, of a smaller company. The things just don't go right. What happens then? Could I really go back to where I came out of? Once you step out, it's hard to do that. So a lot of the what ifs. And on that plane, I read through the workbook, You're Created for Good Works. It sounds like a commercial. It's really not. It was introduced through to Crossroads Career and the Career Ministry in spring of 2013. At the same time, I was looking at making this transition. So I was reading the workbook on the plane out there and reading through step two, the attitude, the fear part. And when I saw that, that told me, this is what I can do to help understand whether my fears of making this transition are correct. I could identify things to ask in this interview that I'm going to with these people to really find out if the fears are real. And by the time I got off the plane, I went from wondering, am I going to get this opportunity to say yes or no, and not really sure what I'm going to do with that. Or I left from wondering that to knowing I had the right questions so that I was going to make a good decision. If they gave me the opportunity to say yes or no, I would know what to do with that. And when I got off the plane, I had that kind of confidence. And ultimately, I was given the opportunity. I accepted it, and it worked out very well. But there was that time of fear that a lot of people go through. So the two types of experiences that I mentioned, the one of losing a job and then moving to another, the losing the job, one of the perspectives that gives me as I'm talking with folks that come to me unfulfilled, unhappy, is that being uncomfortable in your role doesn't mean that you need to leave.
Mm, that's really good.
That is amazing. And you know, Roger, we're so grateful for your experience and for you sharing that experience as a career coach and a guide with Crossroads, amongst others. And so can you share, like, what advice did you get along the way or did you learn along the way that made a big difference? And I'm sure you often, you know, might share it as you're listening to folks, but what advice did you get or did you learn that made a big difference for you?
Stay focused, to do whatever I'm doing, put my mind into it. That from folks that were giving me the spiritual side of that, God knows what's happening. Just believe and trust. And that became easier to do, as I mentioned, as I looked at myself and saw, I'm not feeling any panic on this, even though a lot of people would look at it and say, there's reason I didn't. So stay focused, stay grounded in scripture, believing it's true. And focus means doing the job right. And taking the right next step. I don't have to see what the end step is. Like when I took that step to take on that team of seven people from leading a much larger team with direct reports, et cetera, from that, I didn't have to know the next step. Just take the right next step as I believe God was showing it to me.
Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting, perspective in terms of the steps, right? Because I think a lot of job seekers look at, they're very overwhelmed, right? When they lose a job or there's some kind of transition, immediately fear kind of comes in like a flood, and they start to try to do 14 things at once, right? So can you speak to that? Like, what does it look like when you take a step at a time, practically?
There's a temptation to think about looking way ahead and figure out what you want a mile down the road to look like when I need to just make a block, and to try to create a situation where you can know more. Maybe that could be a temptation. For me, it really wasn't, but the thought crossed my mind, do I look to other employers?
Yeah.
Rather than sit here where I had been given a piece and wait to see what happens. But I could have moved to other employers. Sometimes people come unhappy at the job that they're in. I know of one particular case, as I talked to somebody in a role as a guide with Crossroads Career, and very happy, feeling like they needed to leave, and fast forward into the future, they came back saying, things have changed, and I don't want to leave anymore. But they still took steps that were diligent in building resume, doing a job search, but trusted God along the way and came to change of circumstances that said, I don't want to leave anymore. I like where I'm at. We have so much appreciate God's patience with me and what he did. Just need to listen to that inner peace that I was receiving and just have patience to let God move. If I trusted him, he wasn't going to let me take a wrong step and he wasn't going to let me take no steps.
No, I love that example because it's people being willing to focus on whatever's in front of them and take next steps and then try to discern, you know, with God in them and by their side, what to do next. So that is a great practical example. Well, Tim, do you have anything else before we wrap up?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, as I'm sitting here listening, you know, it sounds like attitude is a big part, Roger, of your journey, right? And, yeah, and having a positive attitude, that is a very difficult thing in the circumstances you were talking about, right? So I am curious, did you have like mental checks or, you know, every hour you departed to the parking lot and kind of refocused, or you went to the bathroom and like, all right, I gotta get into the Word of God, I gotta pray. Like, you know, that for a lot of people, that would be very, very challenging. So what were some maybe practical things that you did during those times where you didn't know and you kept getting, you know, on your way to the cubicle?
It was the mornings before coming to work. That was prayer time. And not just prayer time, but accompanied with Bible reading and scripture reading time. That was prayer to help as a reminder. Here's what the scripture says. And if I look at Old Testament things that were prophesied, they came true. Things that Jesus talked about that in the New Testament, his promises were true. I was experiencing those. That helped keep me focused. And the fear part that I mentioned about the transition was addressed through that transition, through the attitude piece of that. Another piece of the attitude that I had to get around, it was anger. Anger is why was I put in that situation?
Yeah.
And it sounds like, again, like a commercial, but I think it was more foresight given to the people that wrote parts of that workbook, is that forgiveness is needed. I had to offer forgiveness, not verbally talking to the individual, but in my mind, because the individual would have said, forgive for what? I made a business decision, and that's how it worked out.
And they didn't realize they were hurting you necessarily at the time.
Sometimes you make decisions to hurt that don't feel good to people from a business perspective. That just can happen sometimes. And I think, but so they wouldn't have seen a need for that. But I felt some anger there. And I would go through that anger in my mind on my way home from work sometimes. Mm-hmm. I had to go through that forgiveness, which I did. And that provided a lot of peace and then a clarity to see even more looking back over the path, what had been unfolded to get me to where I was, where I had what I needed in a position where I was able to help other folks in their work and in their careers. And in the situation that I'm in now as somebody that does some coaching with folks going through career situations. So attitude going through that search is a lot. And I see that when people come in sometimes looking for some help as they have to get through the initial panic, sometimes anger about why they're in the situation that they're in, to be able to focus appropriately to move forward in the next steps.
Well, and thank you for sharing about that, because that is so relatable and is just needed to be like, how do we walk through all of those really real experiences and emotions that come with this? And how do you mourn or forgive or all of that just through it? So thank you for sharing, because that is just so helpful and incredible to see God work through your life and for you to be an example of how people can do this and kind of endure through the challenges and also see hope beyond. So thank you so much for joining us, Roger. This was an incredible talk, and we think that our listeners are just really going to enjoy. And so listeners, if y'all are walking through a transition similar to Roger's, then go and call a guide. Heck, you might get to talk to Roger. Go on Crossroads Career, and you can have a free session to talk with a guide and walk through whatever your situation is, or you can join a small group and go through a workbook and really be able to be met exactly where you're at.
Thanks, Roger, for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, folks, both for the conversation and the opportunity to share what God's done through me and through the ministry at Crossroads Career.
Absolutely.
Looking for guidance in your career? Our Crossroads guides are ready to help. Set up a complimentary call now by visiting our website, crossroadscareer.org. Thanks for listening.